You are listening to an Elam Christian Center podcast. We hope that you are inspired, encouraged, and empowered by the message you are about to hear.
Kia ora, church. Welcome out to our Vision Sunday. I want to take a moment just to welcome every one of you who are here today in whatever campus you're in. Welcome online, welcome Whangarei, welcome City, welcome Manurewa, welcome West, welcome Botany, Pukekohe, and Papakura. I'm really excited to share with you this Vision Sunday and to look and to dream ahead for what God is leading us into for 2024 as a church. At the end of the service, we're also going to be praying for and anointing with oil every person in our church, and we're going to be praying God's blessing and His leading on you as you serve Him this year. As I get around our campuses, I'm amazed at the mix of people that call Elam home. In every location, we've got the young, the old, we've got people from many different backgrounds, people from different nations and cultures. We've got people who've grown up in church, and we've got people who've literally just walked into church for the very first time today. It's a wonderful display of what we read in Romans chapter 1, verse 16. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel, because it's the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes. Just look around. Elam really is a home for everyone, and I believe God has more in store for you and I than we have ever imagined. You know, over the last 12 months, we can reflect on some amazing things that God has done. And I just want to acknowledge that today is the second Sunday that the Pukekohe campus is back meeting in their church building. You know, 12 months ago, they were devastated by a flood that just ripped through that building. And you guys have just been amazing. You've done an incredible job. I want to honor Pastor Daryl and Denise and the whole Pukekohe team. You guys are incredible. But over the last 12 months, we've seen God move in some amazing and miraculous ways. In the last year, we have opened our brand new Elam Christian College in Henderson. A number of years ago, we were able to purchase the Laidlaw College site, and this site has a rich and long history of Christian education, and we're so proud as Elam that we get to carry on that legacy into the future. The school started this February with a roll of 60 students and has the potential and the capacity to grow and serve many, many families in that wonderful area of West Auckland. Today, we also celebrate that our West Campus is having their very first official service on that site. This is now their brand new home, and they've got so much more space to grow. Plus, with a new home comes a new name. So the West Campus is now taking on the name Elam Christian Center Henderson Campus. And I want to extend an invitation to all of you, every one of you, to come and join us tonight on that Henderson site. We're having an open evening. We're going to have tours of the site. If you've never been there, please come. It's absolutely amazing. We've got a barbecue starting at 6 p.m. and tours of the site and a celebration service at 7 p.m. Everyone is welcome, and we would absolutely love to see you there. Last year, we also launched our Elam Counseling Hub. The vision of this was to provide 6 free counseling sessions to any one of our church members who are going through a difficult season. And we want to eventually expand that and grow that to support our wider communities as well. And so far, the hub has had an even greater impact than we could have ever imagined. It's now running in some capacity in 5 of our campuses, and in the last 12 months, we've seen 315 people receive counseling and over 1,000 individual counseling sessions delivered. That's amazing. And Pastor Liz Griffiths is doing a great job and continues to grow a team of volunteer counselors and professionals. And the Counseling Hub really has proven to be a powerful tool in people's discipleship journey. Our vision is to continue to expand this work so we can see many more people find freedom on their journey and every campus have a counseling hub. Over the last 12 months, we've seen some pretty cool things. We've seen 180 people go through the waters of baptism and publicly declare their faith in Jesus. 314 people have completed the growth track and discovered their unique God-given purpose. 265 small groups are running across our cities. 1,445 people have made decisions in services to follow Jesus. Over the last 12 months, we've had over 1,600 dream teamers serving God with their gifts. We've had over 60 students go through Elam Leadership College, and 1,288 students have attended our Elam Christian College schools. And on top of all that, we have given over $250,000 to local and international missions projects, extending the kingdom and impacting communities across the world. Elam Christian Center truly is a center of hope, and it really is a home for everyone. In each of your campuses where you sit right now, there are specific needs and next steps and projects that require some focus and attention. Very soon, your lead pastor is going to let you know how you can play your part in setting up your campus for its next season and continuing to make it a home for everyone. Before they do that though, I want to speak into some vision that is collectively for us as a church for 2024. I believe there are a couple of things that God is calling us to lean into as a church, and I want to share those with you just for a few more moments. The first area is the area of missions. We've got a long and successful history of working with partners across the Asia Pacific region with our missions. We've built schools, medical facilities, training centers, houses. We've planted churches, given away Bibles, we've run leader training, we've fed the poor, we've resourced pastors, we've financed projects, we've bought vehicles, bought land, and so much more. And after traveling to many of these countries last year and being on the ground with our teams, I'm absolutely convinced that we can make a significant and real difference as a church. Like, we really can. We can, as a church here in New Zealand, we can make a dramatic impact for the kingdom. And there's so much we could do, but the question is, what are we gifted to do? And what is God calling us to do? And over the next season, we're going to focus in on mission works that center around three key areas. The first one is training and encouraging pastors and leaders. The second area is building churches and schools and providing educational opportunities. And the third area is freeing trafficked girls and children from sexual, domestic, and industrial slavery. I believe these three areas are where we as a church can have a significant and lasting impact in our next season. What we're also wanting to do is create greater opportunities for mobilization and engagement for you in the area of missions. We're going to be creating many more practical opportunities for campuses and for individuals to get on teams and get out on the mission field. If you have a heart for missions, or you feel God stirring you in this area, all I can say is prepare and get ready. I'm so excited to see how people take the gospel into the nations and just see what God might do through us. The second thing I want to speak to is around the area of visions for campus expansion. I want us as a church to begin to dream for our 9th campus. We have 8 amazing campuses now, but in faith, I'm feeling God stirring my heart to believe for more. I don't necessarily have a location or have a time frame. All I know is we need to be taking steps towards campus number 9. So as part of this year's vision offering, we're going to be taking and setting aside 10% of what is given from across our campuses. And this 10% we're going to set aside and sow as seed money towards a future campus plant. Over the coming season, we're not just setting aside vision offering, but we're also going to be intentionally developing leadership, building team, and we'll actively be working towards getting ready for campus number 9. That way, when the details become clear and God says go, we're ready to go. And perhaps even now, you feel a stirring in your heart to be part of the next campus plant. I want to encourage you to pray. I want to encourage you to seek God, chat with your pastor, and let's begin to trust God together to take what we have here and go into greater areas. I'm convinced God has placed us here for such a time as this, and I want to ask each of you to prayerfully consider how you're going to partner with the vision this year. I want to encourage each person to simply say, God, how would you have me give? And then just be faithful to what God says to you. You know, God bless you, church. We love you. I believe we're in for an incredible year, but that's me. I'm going to hand over to your lead pastor now to take it from here. God bless you, church.
Amazing. Come on, let's... So good. Amazing, isn't it? Exciting and just so inspiring to hear not only what God is doing or has done, but what what we're going to see him do in the very near future. It's just, I always, on Vision Sunday, I always feel totally honoured and privileged that God has chosen us to be part of what he is doing, not just here in East Auckland, but all over Auckland City and in Whangarei as well. Hey, I want to just take 10 minutes now just to jump on the back of what Steve's encouragement to us was at the very beginning of that video where he spoke about this place being a home for everyone. And as we sort of, as I looked at this vision, this heart, this thought of home, I realised that this part of our culture here at Elim has been developed rather organically. This part of who we are that says that it's a home for everyone's actually been something that you guys have brought with you. This is not something that we intentionally really set out to do. It's something that you have grown in us. We've realized over the years that it's just become who we are, and we were beginning to hear story after story of people saying, I walked in and it felt like home. I walked in and it felt like home. I walked in and it felt like home. And so with that in mind, here's our heart for you. Here's our heart for this church. Here's our heart for you being part of this church. The first thing, I've got three things that I just want to put before you today. The first thing that we hope is that this would be a place that you can call home. A place to call home. Years ago, when our youngest boy, Rocky, was about 5 years old, we lived right next door to Pastors Boyd and Sharon Ratnaraja. Some of you might know them. They were our campus pastors of our Manurewa campus. They're now living in Wellington, pastoring our Elim Church in Wellington. But Boyd is also our national leader. And we were friends for many years, or we still are friends with them, but they just live in a different city. But anyway, they used to live right next door. Like, we could touch their house, they could touch ours. And their boy, Joshy, is the same age as our youngest boy, Rocky, and they were besties. They used to hop from house to house. They'd go back and forth all day long, hopping between, bouncing between each house. They, in fact, became more like siblings than they were friends. Well, one Saturday afternoon, Rocky goes over to Joshy's house, and Boyd answers the door, and he says, "Hi, Rocky. Joshy's not home right now. Would you like to come back when he's home?" Rocky pushes the door open, barges past Boyd and says, "No, no, it's fine. I'll just wait for him to come back home." He walks straight to the fridge, opens it and goes, "Do you have any chocolate milk?" Boyd, I think in a bit of shock, pours him a chocolate milk and then says, "Would you like to take it home with you and then we'll let you know when Joshy is back?" "No, no," Rocky says, "I think I'll drink it here." Then he climbs up onto the breakfast bar and makes himself right at home. It's the perfect picture, isn't it, of what it looks like to feel at home. To feel at home. There's this familiarity about it. There's this comfortable way we approach a place when we feel like it's home. Home is walking in, kicking your shoes off, and going straight to the fridge. Home is bringing all of your laundry back for mum to do. Home is turning up unannounced for lunch or for dinner and knowing there's always going to be enough for you, and it's okay that you have done that. Home is the first place we go back to when we have something to celebrate. But home is also the place we go to when we hit tough times. It's the place we go to when the unspeakable happens, even if we haven't been back in a while, because home is always the place we know. It's the very place you can always come back to. And our heart is that this right here would become that place for you. Not only would it be a place where you feel comfortable and relaxed to be, but also that it's a place that you can come to in the highs at crunchy time, but also in your lows, even if you haven't been back in a while. It's a place you can call home. The second thing that I want you to know today is that we want this to be a place for you to belong. A place to belong. It's at home that you can go back to your old room with your old familiar things and reconnect again to that part of yourself. Even if home has up and moved over the years, it's the photos, isn't it? It's the memories that we hold on to that we carry with us. It's the place where you know where you sit at the table, at the dinner table. It's the place where you know where your spot is on the couch or where your lazy boy sits. It's the place you know you've got a place, a seat, a space. Home is a place where everyone who's there knows you by name. But not only do they know you by name, but they also know the real you, because home is a place where they know you on your good days and they know you on your bad days. They see you at your best and they see you at your worst. They see you when you wake up first thing in the morning, you got no makeup on. And they see you when you're all dressed up, ready to go out for dinner. They see you without the mask and they love you anyway. It's the place where we make mistakes and then we learn how to say sorry. It's the place where we grow in forgiveness. It's the place where grace does its work and the place where healing takes place. Our heart is that this place would be that for you. Not only would it be a space where everyone knows you by name, and look, this is a really big church, and so not everybody will know you by name, and that's why we do life in small groups. That's why we love them so much, is because in a small group, they're going to know you by name. Not only are they going to know you by name, but they're going to know you without the mask on. They're going to know the real you, and they're going to love you anyway. It's a place to belong. The third thing that I want you to know about this place today is that it's a home for everyone. Our heart, our hope, is that this would be a home for everyone. Can you remember in your friend group growing up that there was always that one house, that one friend who had the biggest house that everyone went and hung out at, right? They probably also had the biggest pantry with the most food in it, if it was teenagers coming along. But it was in that house that everyone hung out. Everyone always went back to so-and-so's house, and at so-and-so's house there was always room for more. Everyone was always welcome, and everyone always brought their friends home there. We always want there to be room for more. We always want there to be room to grow. We want there to be room to welcome. We want you guys to know that you can always bring someone else home for dinner and we will have a place, a space for them. Whether you are young, whether you are older, whether you were born in this nation or whether you are like me and you immigrated here, we want this to be a home for you, a home for you. I love it. I love it when I hear parents of Power Zone kids say that their kids don't want to leave on a Sunday. I love it. So many times I hear parents say they would stay here all day if I'd let them. I love hearing that. I love it when I see tweens and teens being dropped off by their blurry-eyed looking parents at 7:30 in the morning on a Sunday morning wearing their dream team t-shirt because they're serving in kids ministry that day. I love watching you guys as you dedicate your children up here on this stage. I love it when I see you get baptized in that water. I love it when I see you serving on the dream team, especially for the very first time. You're in that dream team t-shirt and you're welcoming people in. I love it when we gather on Christmas morning, because that's what family does, right? That's what it's like at home. I love it when I see our cafe full and buzzing with people, catching up over life. I love it when the school students crash our spaces after school during the week because they just want to hang out with the staff. I love it when I see my children rock on up to reception and sweet talk our receptionist because they know she has lollies in the bottom drawer. I like that the kids around here know where the crunchy box is and try and take one every now and then. But I also love Remembrance Sunday, when we place roses on the altar in memory of those we have lost that year, knowing your stories, understanding your pain, because it means we're family. It means we're home. And in 2023, in the Botany campus alone, we had 703 people come and visit our home for the very first time. We had 685 people just here at this campus commit their lives to following Christ. We had nearly 1,200 people in small group communities. We baptized 89 people last year, and we had 640 people on the Dream Team, making this house a home for everyone. Isn't God good? I'm going to ask the band to come and join me now. Looking ahead to 2024, we want to keep making this house a home. We want to see even more visitors come and experience that welcome, that sense of belonging that we've all found. We want even more people to find healing and hope through the power of the ministries and the small groups that are here. We want more people to come here and have their lives transformed through the revelation of who God is and who He's made them to be. I want to hear more stories of people who say, I walked through the doors and it just felt like home. You know, since 2020, as a church, we've been working on the improvements of this building. We have had the extension put on. We've changed a whole bunch of stuff in the existing building. And this building has been our home for nearly 40 years. It has housed many, many ministries. It has seen many different services. We've had conferences, there's been programs, there's been events. There have been countless people walk through its doors, and countless more walk out changed. Our heart is that the new extension and the upgrade to the current building is to create a place that we would be able to continue the vision that started 40 years ago and continue it on for generations and generations to come. And since opening our doors again of the new facility in 2021, we've been working on getting all of those last tasks ticked off the list. You know what it's like when you do a renovation, don't you? You do the major stuff and then there seems to be like a gazillion things just still left to finish off. Well, that's where we have been for the last couple of years. Last year's offering that we raised saw us finish the tiered seating. I don't know if you remember, but at last year's offering, the guys on the tiered seating were sitting on the floor of the tiered seating. But since then, we were able to purchase the chairs that they are now sitting on. We were able to purchase the televisions on the side that have allowed us to push the seating out and get more people in the room because they now can see the lyrics. We've begun our lighting setup, which was part of the vision offering last year, and a couple of other things we've ticked off the list as well. We also took a portion of last year's offering and we set it aside to add to what is raised this year to put aircon into the auditorium. I felt like some of you sat there like this waiting for the moment where I was going to say the word aircon. Please say it, please say it, please say it. With the increase of building costs, though, of about 20%, we've received a new quote this year that the aircon will cost us about $300,000 for the auditorium. There's also a leak in the roof on that side of the building, in the wall between the audience and the chapel, that needs to be fixed at the cost of about $100,000. Our hope is that with this year's vision offering, plus what we got a little bit of last year, what we've set aside from last year, that we can start work on both of those projects. Wouldn't that be absolutely incredible? If you've sat in this audience over the last few months, you will know we are in desperate need for aircon. Even today, I turned to Steve, I said, boy, oh boy, it's a good day to talk about getting aircon. It's hot today. Connect Card fans are only fun for so long, and then the novelty of that wears off pretty quickly, let me tell you. And if you have been sitting over in that region, right down the back, hello, right down the back, you will know you may have, in a rainy season, you may have felt the sodden carpet beneath your feet or even caught a few drops as it has missed the buckets that we often have on standby in the corner of the back there. You know, these needs aren't very pretty, are they? And they're not super fun and exciting. This isn't like super fun like when we took up the offering. Do you remember for the chairs and the coffee machines and the spaces for the kids' rooms? Like that was all super fun and exciting. This stuff is kind of, it's a little bit different to that. But we all know that when it comes to building a home, it's the unseen things that make the biggest difference when it comes to our comfort, our lifestyle and our health. It's the unseen stuff that it's actually like, it's really important. Let's, as a team, complete the goal of making this house a home. And as you leave today, you're actually going to receive a little flyer where you'll be able to scan the QR code and you'll be able to watch a whole bunch of stories of people in our church who've called this place home and hear their testimony of what God has done. Before I pray for you, I'm going to leave you with one task. On Sunday the 7th of April, Steve mentioned, we're going to be receiving the vision offering for this year. And we're going to be asking you, I'm asking you now to come prepared on Sunday the 7th. I'm going to ask you now, between now and then, that's a month's time, I'm going to ask you to go away and I'm going to ask you to pray. And I'm going to ask you to talk to your spouse or your family or whoever it is that you are, you know, living your life with. I'm going to ask you to go away and I'm going to ask you to pray. I'm going to ask you to ask that question that Steve challenged us with. Lord, what should we give? What should we bring? What do you want us to bring? And then let's be faithful to that church as we come together and as we give to making this house a home for everyone. Amen. Come on, let me pray. Lord, thank you. Thank you for this home. Thank you for this place that we have seen so many people come into relationship with you over the last 40 years. Thank you for the vision that you planted in our founding pastor, Pastor Luke and Marilyn's heart. And thank you for the gift of home that that vision has given us today. Lord, we commit this home to you, our home to you once more for the year ahead. And we pray that you would use it and each one of us for your purposes and your purposes alone. Lord, we ask that you would lead us so that we step by step walk in obedience to follow your plans for our church. Lord, we want others to find their home here too. And we're believing for more breakthrough, more healing, more restoration of marriages, of families, of homes, more freedom, more people being set free. Lord, we're believing for more kids to come and discover who they are in you and who you are in them. Lord, we want to see more baptisms, Lord, more people standing up and declaring their faith in you. God, and we commit this next month to you. God, we open our hearts to hear you, to be guided by you. Lord, would you speak to us as to how you would like us to give? Thank you, Lord. We commit it to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Fantastic. Hey, church, I want to just pray one more prayer with you guys this morning. Can you just bow your heads and close your eyes just for one more moment? You know, I know we've spoken about vision and we've spoken about buildings and what God's leading us into, but here's what I do know. I do know that there's some people here today, and you've come here today because God's led you here and you need to get your life right with Him. That's the very reason you're here. You're here because God is drawing you, and you're stuck in your own way, in your own life, and you're like, man, I need answers. I need to get free from this. And you've come here today because you know you've got to get your life right with God. Friend, the truth is God loves you. God made you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. We all sin. We all mess up. We all fall short of God's standard. And our sin, it separates us from God. God in His grace, He sent His own Son Jesus to a cross. And when He died on that cross, He paid the debt that you and I would do for our sin. Then He conquered death in the grave and He rose again to new life. And He extends to every single one of you today, not judgment, not condemnation. He extends grace, forgiveness for your yesterday, your past, your guilt, your shame, all your mistakes, forgiven. A brand new start right here, right now, it's called being born again by the Spirit of God. God will make you brand new from the inside out. You get to walk into the plans that God has for your life. God has a plan and a purpose for you. And then there's a great promise of eternity in heaven with Him. And if you're here today and your life is not right with God, but that's why you're here today, because you want to get your life right with Him, I want to invite you to pray a simple prayer with me. I'll pray this prayer out loud. You don't have to pray it out loud. You just pray it with me in your heart. But when you pray, I want you to mean it with everything you've got. This is your prayer, not mine. I'm just leading you in it. But if you're here today and you're like, Steve, I need to get my life right with God, you pray this prayer with me in your heart. Say these words. Say, God, today, I give you my life. I ask you now to forgive me of all my sin. I believe that Jesus, you died for me. So right now, I turn from my old ways and I turn to you. I ask you to come in and be the Lord of my life today. I choose from this moment to follow you. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to this Elam Christian Center podcast. Please subscribe to keep hearing more life-changing messages. For more information about our church, please visit www.elamchristiancentre.org.nz.